Now there was a certain man who was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent word to him, saying, "Lord, behold, the one whom you love is sick." But on hearing it Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that through it the Son of God may be glorified." And Jesus loved Martha and her sister, and Lazarus, so when he heard that he was sick, he remained then indeed 2 days where he was, but after this said to the disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews not long since were seeking to stone you, so are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daytime? Anyone walking by day does not stumble, since he sees the light of this world, but if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, since the light is not in him." These things said he, and after this he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going that I may awaken him." His disciples said therefore, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will get well." Jesus, however, had spoken of his death, while they thought that he had spoken of resting in sleep. Then said Jesus to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him." Thomas, called Didymus, said therefore to his fellow disciples, "Let us go also, that we may die with him." When therefore Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days already. Now Bethany was close to Jerusalem, less than 2 miles distant, hence many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Martha therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, although Mary continued sitting in the house. So Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that anything you ask from God, God will give it to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection, and the life. He who believes upon me, even though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone living when I come, who believes upon me, shall not at all ever die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I, too, have believed that you are the Messiah, the Son of God who is coming into the world." And on saying these things she departed and called her sister Mary, saying privately, "The teacher has come, and is asking for you." At hearing this she rose up quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet arrived in the village, but was at the place where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house, comforting her, saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, they followed her, saying that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary therefore, when she came to where Jesus was and saw him, fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her, weeping also, groaned in spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They answered him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, "Behold how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the blind man's eyes have also kept this man from dying?" Jesus therefore, groaning in himself again, came to the tomb, and it was a cave, with a stone laid against it. Jesus said, "Take the stone away." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by this time he is offensive, for it has been 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they took the stone away from where the dead man had been laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou didst hear me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the crowd standing around I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me." And when he had spoken thus, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had been dead came forth, bound hand and foot with burial cloths and his face wrapped around with a napkin. Jesus said to them, "Loose him, and let him depart." Many therefore of the Jews who had come to Mary, and who saw what Jesus did, believed upon him, but some of the Jews went off to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council, and they said, "What are we accomplishing, for this man is performing many miraculous signs. If we let him go on thus, all will believe upon him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." And one of them in particular, named Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor recognize that it is expedient for us that one man die for the people, and the whole nation perish not." Now it was not from himself that he said this, but as high priest that year he was prophesying that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation alone, but also that he might gather into one God's children who had been scattered abroad. So from that day they took counsel together how they might put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer walked about in the open among the Jews, but went away from there into the country near the wilderness, to a town called Ephraim, and there remained with his disciples.